Item five, please.
Item five, from the Compensation Work Group, providing a verbal informational status update regarding a requested comprehensive report and recommendations related to a proposed compensation structure. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Controller Mansky and Director Whaley Smith, good morning.
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 What we're going to do is just give you a verbal update of where we're looking at. So back in the March timeframe, Human Resources came forward to this committee with some possible changes where we would move from a pay range format, which is a pay range which included step format, to a pay grade format. Pay grade format, which was based upon industry or what's happening out there for government rates. For example, for an accountant, looking at other accountants within the state of Wisconsin, seeing what their average pay is, and then setting the average pay for Milwaukee for accountants in that type of range, and going through all of those types of things. So that was brought forward to you, this new idea and this new concept. And the chairman at that time, Chairman Lipscomb, had asked for the creation of a work group to look at this and to come back to this committee. Our plan is to come back to this committee in October with a report, giving you, letting you know where we're at with the process, and asking also for probably a resolution or a recommendation to move forward with the items that we're talking about. Now, the items that we're looking at is we're looking at with regards to the unclassified pay ranges. Behavioral Health Division, which has a separate board that they report to, they have already moved to these new pay grades. They have already moved their people to these new items, okay? And so when they had their increases during the year, payroll, human resources and payroll has already moved the Behavioral Health Division to these new grades and has already done that. Their board approved that back in the June-July timeframe. So they're already into these items, and so they have some experience going with this. The type of thing that there's also going to have to be kind of a learning process for understanding what this is. So part of a process when we come back to you will be also to explain how some of this is different from it was previously. So is to kind of walk you through, because you are going through a change that will occur. The way the industry kind of looks at pay is that the majority of people are paid at what's called the midpoint. So the midpoint being what the majority of people within a certain group. So if you have people that are making, an accountant makes between $30,000 and $50,000, and the majority of people make $40,000, the midpoint would be $40,000. You're going to have some people who are just starting at $30,000, and you're going to have a few people at $50,000. In a pay range, in a pay range type format, which we have right now and where you have steps, you might have five steps, you might have six steps, but after about 5 to 6 years, you know, people tend to move up and they move to the top and they're at the top, and the only time that they will see an increase if there is a COLA increase or 1% or other type of change that occurs. So not only when we come back we'll be talking about the process, but the steps that are there, but more or less to inform you about how this works.
Supervisor,
are we going to see these pay grades in the next budget? Will they be incorporated?
Chairman and supervisors, our goal is whatever is part of this work group's recommendation will be accounted for in the budget as well. So the answer is yes to that question. Whatever the work group's recommendation is going to be, we intend that to be accounted for in the budget process.
Will we have seen the ranges and the different, you know, areas and so on before the budget, or is it just all going to be implanted in the budget without a separate ability to review it?
Chairman and supervisors, my understanding is that the ranges have already been available. I'll have to confirm that with HR. So the question is how much the board approves during budget time. Is it going to approve the rest of the compensation structure that has not been approved yet? But again, that's why they'll be on sort of parallel tracks in October, so that you'll have both of those items to decide on.
I know we've kind of got this piecemeal during the year. Have we gotten it all now? Is that, I mean, I've kind of lost a little bit of track. I don't know if we've gotten it all, or is it completed?
I don't know if, Carrie, if you want to answer that question.
Good morning, Director Mitchell.
Good morning. Yes, actually, all of the work was completed, and so the information we submitted in March included the proposed ranges, as well as a request to bring every employee who's below the minimum of their range at least to the minimum as sort of a starting point. So when the work group met, one of the things I think discussed is that when they move forward with a recommendation in October, that information will still be part of the proposal. But there will be additional information that walks through the mechanics behind our methodologies and how, you know, as Mr. Mansky described, how do we determine what midpoints are, and a little more just educational pieces around what's behind the scenes in terms of how we arrived at some of this, as well as a go-forward plan in terms of how we would roll out and develop training and so forth. So really the information you received in March, those ranges are unchanged at this point in time.
Supervisor Schmidt, thank you.
Thank you. My follow-up would be that, yes, we have talked about this, and there's still many questions. There was, who do people report to if there's conflicts with the manager? You know, some politics involved here, too. You had to do this when you did the handbook, and, you know, these things take a lot of time. They're pretty complicated. This is a major shift. So, you know, I'm concerned about getting all the information at one time with the budget, too. And there was a price tag to this to move everybody up to the levels they should be at. Was million something, so is that absorbed in the budget too? Is that departments are supposed to absorb this? Is this an extra cost in the budget? So, and these are the kind of questions we'll be looking at. Do we have an answer ready on that?
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, a couple of just quick points. One is, as we were meeting with the work group, timing was an issue about trying to understand what was the best time frame to bring this back to the board. Ideally, it would have been something that it could have been adopted back in the spring, or the information that was being looked for was available back then. However, the work of the work group was complete and ready to move forward in October. We felt we didn't want to delay it any more than we had to. So it will be brought forward in a separate file for the board to review and hopefully adopt. The recommended budget will include the fiscal impact, so that there won't be an additional cost at that point for the board. You won't have to come up with money in order to implement it. So the recommended budget and the proposal that's submitted in October, they'll be separate items, so that it's easier for the board to see them and review them, but they'll be consistent from a financial perspective.
Well, we're going to need a process on this. We're going to need some real time on this. This is not going to be I know the main players are right here, basically, on the board that was set up by our co-chairman of finance. There were a lot of questions involved. Of course, the first process of the budget, we'll be asking questions, and I'm sure we'll have questions that need to be answered on that, too, because this has more than just financial, I think, repercussions. It's got a lot of other human resource questions and how fast you go, and maybe a lot of these would be answered because we did have a lot of questions, and it is a complicated situation. So I'm not looking for we're going to solve everything in October on this, by the way, but hopefully we'll see. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, the employees are anxious. Supervisor Weddle?
Thank you. Have the cost of living adjustments that the board approved all to implement it? How's that going?
Yes, those have all been put into place, and the payments have been made, both the retro payment back to June 21st and the increases have been made also in all of the ranges, and those are effective.
Countywide for all departments?
Countywide for BHD, as I said, BHD is separate. They had a increase, I think, back in the May or June timeframe of a 1%, so that was implemented for them. However, the 1.5% for the rest of the county was implemented near the end of August, beginning of September, and a retro payment was made back to June 21st.
Including the Zoom?
Yes.
Thank you. Did you get this?
On a related matter, as far as I know, Mid-America employees have not gotten their retroactive pay or any pay as it relates to what was passed by the board and overridden by the and given a veto by the county executive and overridden. That veto was overridden. So when is Mid-America employees going to get their money?
I know Mr. Hare has been dealing with that issue, so I'll have him talk on it.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, we've been working with Mr. Abrahamian from MidAmerican to identify the specific amounts we need to be paying all of his former employees. We agreed with this methodology. It took us a while to hammer it out. His payroll clerk also is his payroll clerk for his day-to-day, and rather than hire somebody new or do overtime, he's having her do this when she can. He's assured me that he plans on having it done by September 18th, and we can review it and the payment can be made. We've told him we need to make sure that he tracks down people who don't work there any longer, that he factors in all the FICA and SUTA and FUTA and workers' comp, all those ancillary expenses and withholdings that he needs to do. He understands, too, that the authorization was for payment through the end of August. So once we get through the end of August, in my world, we're through implementing a resolution, but we still have an open item for September and beyond. So that's where we're at.
Thank you, Mr. Hare. Any other comments? Supervisor Jersey.
Can I just ask Mr. Hare?
Yes.
Does he have a large turnover of these employees?
I think I haven't looked at his turnover, but he did express some concern that it's hard to retain staff when they're not sure if they're going to be around. My understanding is that the employees he has assigned to the county, if he's through with the county, those employees, you don't just put them someplace else. There's no other customer there to absorb them. So he did mention that some of the tracking down of former employees is turnover driven by the fact that there's some uncertainty with a month-to-month contract. I think when you look at the amounts, you know, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, it's going to not be too hard to find people, but there is a turnover issue.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments, questions? I have two cards from Kevin Schultz and Chris Liebenthal. Would you gentlemen come forward? Bless you. Thank you. And Dennis Hughes.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. I'd like to know when we're going to fix this, because approximately 3 years ago, our local, the correction officers local, did the research and asked for a reallocation, reclassification. 3 years later, we still have nothing. I've been a correction officer at the House of Correction for 23 years. I make approximately $20.35 an hour. I could leave employment at Milwaukee County, go to Waukesha County tomorrow, and the day I start, I would get an 89-cent an hour raise. Within 5 years, I'd be making $28.04 an hour. There's numerous counties in this state, in the surrounding area. They all start out at more than we make, and they all max out at more than we make. Some of them as high as $29.50 an hour. Like I said, we did the research 3 years ago, and nothing's happened. Now, the guys in my dorm every morning before they go work in the bakery, one of the things they want to do is they want to watch the news. They watch the news, and they're looking and saying, well, someone got killed last night. Where do those people go? Who killed that person? They come visit us. We're the ones that have to watch them. And I'll be honest with you, there's probably nobody else in this room who wants to do my job. But yet, we're grossly underpaid. Nothing's been done about it, and no one's doing anything about it. And it needs to be fixed, and it needs to be fixed very soon.
Thank you, Mr. Schultz. Mr. Liebenbaum.
Good morning, Chairman and Supervisors. I'm here to read a statement that was written by Patricia Rogers, the president of Local 645. She is also an employee at Milwaukee County Juvenile Probation. And I read, I represent AFSCME DC 32 and in particular Local 645. The employees of Milwaukee County would like to know when the JEQ process will begin within Milwaukee County. This program is said to be performance-based. It is the program that is replacing the STEP system. Employees are appreciative of the 1.5% raise you fought for. However, Milwaukee County employees have been hit for a good 6 or 7 years. There have been no raises, even though upper management have been well compensated over the years, especially recently. Milwaukee County employees have taken hits in pension payments, higher health costs, so that it looks like an increase in wages is at best breaking even. A glaring example is the Delinquency and Court Services Division. In early 2014, the entire board was provided documentation that showed the great discrepancies in wages among workers doing the same job. In 2012, employees that were classified as intake workers were arbitrarily made human service workers. However, they were never compensated as such. Within 10, 15, or more than 20 years of service and dedication are being paid an average of $10,000 less a year than their HSW counterparts. The duties are different and more complicated. Another glaring imbalance is the fact that beginning in 2014, all new hires start out at the top of the pay range. Yes, the top. Again, workers with many, many years of experience are being paid less than the new hires who are in need of training, etc. This is no proof that these new hires have any more knowledge or experience in job-specific duties than long-time workers. Even the employees who have made it to the top of the pay scale were continued to be insulted. After all, the workers who are at the top of the pay scale work their way up for years to get where they are. They came in at the bottom and earned those extra dollars year after year. There is also a group of 7 or 8 employees who were hired in 2012 and 2013 at the bottom of the pay scale, as most Milwaukee County employees are. The only raise they've received is the most recent 1.5%. But then again, the new hires got that raise as well. The new employees hired since 2014 are making an average of $20,000 more a year than the people hired in 2012 and 2013. How is that fair? Aren't employees have to improve and grow? The 2012-13 hires are more experienced and equally qualified as the current crop of new hires, but are slapped in the face on a daily basis with this monetary discrepancy. They have been instructed to train the new employees. Milwaukee County employees do the work that no one else wants to. We are worth more, and we respectfully ask that you implement the JEQ so that there is some sort of fiscal balance in the workforce. Morale has never been lower. We also ask that our representatives, this process is implemented in an even-handed and impartial manner. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, Mr. Liebenthal, could that document be made available to us so that copies could be made, or do you have copies?
I don't have a copy, but I can make it available.
Thank you, sir. Supervisor Warren McCormick.
You mentioned research that you've done over the past few years. Are you able to make that available to us as well?
I can talk to the people who did it and see if they... But it was turned into HR.
Okay.
3 years ago, it was given to HR.
Do you know the title of it?
It was a request for reallocation, reclassification.
Okay.
For the correction officers at the jail and at the House of Correction. Yeah, we worked on it for probably about 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd just like to go look at that information as well. Just, you know, respectfully, I'm probably the newest member of this committee. I'd just like to see those numbers.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That's all I had.
Thank you. Mr. Hughes? The last of the three speakers.
Dennis Hughes, representative for AFSCME Council 32. I just want to quickly echo what Mr. Liebenthal said, that our employees, our members, are very happy and thankful to the county board for approving that 1.5% increase, and to Chairman Lipscomb for fighting to make sure that that increase was actually implemented, which I know was too difficult of a process. The JEQ has laudable goals of increasing compensation for some of the lowest paid and unfairly paid county employees. The plan does address significant concerns for employees, especially in the highway department. But it doesn't go far enough to even achieve its stated goal of putting Milwaukee County compensation in line with market for the same services in neighboring counties, as explained by Mr. Liebenthal and Mr. Schuf. The JEQ process has instead been used to put the final nail in the coffin of the county's step and lane compensation plan that guarantees employees a career ladder that makes county employment attractive. The performance-based model that the department has tried has tied to these reclassifications is simply another shift in power to the county executive and its very well-paid department heads. If steps had not been frozen, the county would not be facing its current hiring crisis. This is a self-inflicted wound, and this solution will solve a few problems while creating many more. The objective step and land procedure should not be replaced by a subjective system based on an unclear and arbitrary performance measure. We obviously support, as a starting point, the wage increases that are recommended in the JEQ, but we hope the county board can simplify the plan and improve it to truly address positions that are unfairly compensated. I would also recommend that the board use this opportunity to raise up some of the lowest-paid county employees by guaranteeing at least a minimum of $15 per hour minimum wage. Such a policy would only cost about $350,000, but would significantly increase employee morale and attract more people to county employment. Employees under $15 an hour have taken the biggest hit in take-home pay caused by increased cost of benefits and pension contributions, so you should definitely be looking for ways to fairly compensate them. The board recently approved over $500,000 to increase the private custodial firm to a living wage, so this $350,000 cost would be very low in comparison. Dane County just this month announced its plan to set a $15 minimum for their employees. So rather looking to neighboring counties as a guide, this board should be looking to Dane County as an example of how a progressive county should be treating its employees. So, thank you.
Thank you. Well, this is precursors what we'll be getting in October. We'll and then the information that we've asked for, you'll get to us, and we'll have a chance to look at that too. And this comes up because there certainly are questions asking. It's always a difficult thing. My own perspective, or being on for a while, we talk about fairness all the time. Well, I think I'm on, aren't I? We talk about fairness, or when you give a 1.5 raise, for example, I know how it's never equal for anybody because those at the top of the pay scale, 1.5, it's going to be really not as much as a worker who makes, $30,000, $40,000 less than these occasions. So, we'll come to that. Let's go on to number six, please, and Courtney.